from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a calculated deal of, if you could promise me I'm coming out feeling no worse for the wear, absolutely, I'd love to play all four quarters. But the reality is that you can't promise me that. And so you have to be calculated and say, hey, risk versus reward. Let's get all we can in these 2 days, and then we'll protect you, is really the thought process. And it has been around the league now for a while. And I got to get as many mental reps as I can, standing there with the earpiece in, looking at the coverage and trying to make sure that I'm saying to myself, okay, I go the scout route there. Okay, I throw the sit. Okay, I progress back side of the base. We get the Bijan here. So you're kind of playing the game from the sideline as you're watching.
Kind of playing the game from the sidelines and watching what Falcons fans are doing, not just Kirk Cousins talking about the fact that he will not play in this game against Baltimore, nor in the final preseason game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Jacksonville. It is a Falcons game day. We are counting down to a noon kickoff in Baltimore between the Falcons and the Ravens. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. John Fricke alongside Harper LaBelle and Joe Patrick. And we won't see Kirk Cousins today. Matter of fact, we probably won't see any of the first team offensive players at all today. Be a lot like I think we see Joe in the first game here. And a lot of questions when you heard Kirk Cousins talk about risk and reward. And it was one of the things that I was most kind of locked into here. First things first here, do Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons get in at all, not today obviously, but in the final game against Jacksonville, just to kind of get their feet wet with some of the new players around them? Or do you think the Falcons will just, like, you know, make you wait for Christmas Day to open those presents under the tree,
I think that's going to be it. I don't think we will see either one of them in preseason action. You know, these guys get reps, probably even more realistic reps, because they're going up against more realistic play calls that in practice than you would see in a preseason game, where they're just playing all the vanilla stuff. I was just talking with Harper during the break here, and we were just kind of laughing at Zach Robinson having mentioned a couple weeks ago before the team's first preseason game, someone was asking a question about it, and he just openly said, we're not going to show anything. We're going to do, you know, he didn't say that. He said that we're not going to show anything, but then I will then infer that, you know, they're going to run the most basic things possible. And, you know, how valuable are those reps even for the Matthew Judons and Justin Simmons? In Matthew Judon's case, he might not even be going up against, you know, a first team, you know, a guy who's on the roster come the regular season. So unfortunately, you know, we're all excited for these guys, but I do not anticipate any significant starters playing at all in preseason on either side of the ball for this team.
You know, you and I were talking, Harper, again the other night about risk and reward. How much do you play Michael Penix? Because my first reaction the day after the first preseason game on the air was seeing Channing Tindall come unblocked off the edge at Michael Penix, and given all the injuries that we're seeing in the NFL right now, you know, it's just a case of again, risk-reward here. I'm not sure how much reward you get out of playing Michael Penix, throwing to the Chris Blairs of the world against base defenses made up of second and third teamers versus the risk of him being injured. And Lord knows, I'm not trying to put people in bubble wrap, but at the same time, I also want to make sure.
Yes, you are, John. You are putting people in bubble wrap.
We're just talking about the bubble wrap company.
Well, let me ask you. All right, so then let me ask you this way, Harper. What is the absolute when we get done? We, as if I've got a mouse in my pocket. When the Falcons get done here, with the going into the Pittsburgh, the week of the Pittsburgh game in 3 weeks. Okay, it's Saturday before the Pittsburgh game. What is you're done with all of camp and everything? What is the number one checkbox? What is the number one thing you want to have achieved?
Healthy players to go full speed.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Yep. Right, absolutely. Well, John, I'm glad that you rose up to your animation, because Wednesday when we did the Corky Kell game, your arms were flailing, your fingers were flying, there was steam coming out of your phone because it was just tweeting, and it was hot. It was hot, and you were excited about this, and then the bubble wrap thing came up. John, you got to see these guys. You got to watch them. You got to observe. You got to, validate whether or not you're going to keep them on. No, you've got to put Michael Penix. No, you are not going to do it. So
I'm going to massacre my boy.
Yeah, I'm glad you have arisen to that level of your side of the story, and you're starting to convince me. there are a lot of reasons that have taken place here in the last 72 hours, or maybe just in the last few days at least, that are definitely convincing me that, you know what, this game doesn't matter. It never will. Next week against Jacksonville, it doesn't matter. It never will. There's not a single stat that's going to go from that game that will be in the NFL record books ever. And from that standpoint, what does matter is Pittsburgh. And Joe and I were discussing how Zach Robinson kind of said very quietly, I'm not going to show anything. You're not going to see any of my stuff. We're going to wait till Pittsburgh. That's when you're going to get to see our offense. So very vanilla, very plain. You do need to see who's going to make this team and how this roster is going to form. But there's a few starters that I don't need to see them in a preseason game.
And just to jump in here real quick, this particular game I'm a little bit maybe even more concerned about, because it's an outdoor turf field, which it's an NFL field, so I don't have a problem with that. The field condition itself is going to be an issue, but outdoor turf, and it looks like it's going to be kind of rainy weather, could be a little bit nasty in Baltimore today. So that just, if it, maybe it's the ominous look of it at all, but just the I'm and it, maybe I'm just shell-shocked a little bit from that Miami game where it seemed like there was a player going down after every single play for both sides of the ball. At some point during that first, second quarter, it got scary, because those are players playing at that point in time that you still are going to figure into your team.
They're trying to get a job.
Yeah.
They're playing hard, and now they're not there.
Yeah.
Baltimore had five different cornerbacks at one point that were out last week. A few of them will be back, but that's an interesting.
But didn't they lose Nate Wiggins, their number one pick?
He got hurt, I don't know if he's been relisted, if he's on the IR.
Yeah, it's really curious at this point in time, because coaches don't have to really release any injury information if they don't want to.
Right.
So, yeah, we don't really know the extent to a lot of injuries. I will say this about Michael Penix, though, which is that, he needs the reps, and, nobody else has taken many reps, if any reps, at Falcons practice. So from my perspective,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style, you get quality, you get beeps and boops and dings and whomps, and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So it's like, I don't even know how much these other quarterbacks could actually run of this offense. Obviously, they know it, and Taylor Heinicke was kind of talking about this last week, how you're literally just running plays off of your memory in the playbook and just kind of hoping everybody else is the same. Of course, some of those other guys at other positions have gotten reps where the quarterbacks necessarily, you know, the third and fourth quarterbacks haven't gotten any. But Penix has just been taking so many reps. I feel like he has to play a pretty significant portion of this game.
So John, just for those that aren't sure, is it 80-20 that you are? Or is there any? Is it 90-10? The percentage of you going, well, maybe I'll let Michael Penix play a series or two.
I wouldn't let him play at all. I wouldn't let him play a down.
So it's 100-0.
Yeah, I mean, they will. They'll play Penix today. I wouldn't. There's no upside here. Joe, walk me through this. Again, tell me the upside of putting Michael Penix into a game in Baltimore, throwing to players that he'll never throw to in a regular season game, against a defense he will never see in a regular season game. People say, well, he's got to get used to NFL defenses. You mean base defenses of second and third stringers? He's far better off going into practice and watching, I don't know, Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon and Rucaroro and Grady Jarrett and David Onyemata and on and on and on, doing stunts and checking to force him into read progression than he is against the Baltimore base Tampa 2.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, like, the thing about preseason games, and this is why we're just not seeing starters generally play, whether it's in Atlanta or around the league, is because the worst thing that can happen to a player in this game is literally 1,000 times worse than whatever the best outcome could possibly be for a player. Because whatever great outcome happens doesn't ultimately matter. This is preseason. So there's kind of only downside. And, for that reason, I can't argue against that. I would just say that I don't know who else they have who can actually, you know, just run the amount of plays that it will take to get you through this game.
So let's go to that, Harper. In the first game, Taylor Heinicke comes in, and on the very first snap, there's a false start and a mishandle, and the ball goes on the ground, and it's recovered for a fumble. And Heinicke, it makes a business decision. And I don't blame him, by the way.
Yeah.
The ball goes on the ground. If you're a quarterback, the ball goes on the ground. Do you dive on it? And no, he stands up. He turns around to the official and says, oh, we commit a penalty. So he calls a penalty on his own team, refuses to stick his head in because he's like, I'm not sticking my head in there. I'm not about to get a shoulder injury. Falling on a loose ball in a meaningless game here, I have to protect my own interests here. The Falcons need to showcase him a little bit, because should they make the decision with his trade value to get something out of him, don't they have to play him quite a bit?
Well, someone's going to want to see what show me lately what you've been able to do. I know the first instinct that a quarterback has is, I don't want my thumb or my index finger to get jammed on a bad snap, and so I'm going to pull my hands out and go, woo, I'm safe on that. Oh, there's a ball on the ground. Mm. And then you have to deal with the possibility of being Cam Newton in the Super Bowl and going, there's a ball right there, but I'm not going for it. You have to live with that for the rest of your life. That's
well,
not good.
Well, in a preseason game, who cares?
Yeah. Right.
Right. But, John, you made an interesting point that I hadn't really thought about when you said that he's going to see these guys, these Pro Bowlers and these really good players in practice. And for a moment, I'm going, no, that's going to be, wait a second, hold on. Who goes against the number one defense in practice every day? That's the number two quarterback. That's what he's going to see every day. He's going to see those stunts and the safety, not the blitzes that they're going to have, but just the combinations of different coverages. The blitzes from the outside linebackers. You know, different things that are going to be a part of his daily progression. Because Kirk Cousins is going to go against the ones. He's going to be leading the ones against the number two defense when they go against team and whatever. Not now in training camp, but once practice starts, because the ones don't go against the ones, mm-hmm, when regular season kicks in. That's the way it's been for 100 years, and yep. It's not going to change here in Atlanta just because Michael Penix is there.
Right.
So he's going to get a lot of really good stuff that he's going to get to do. Go ahead.
Joe, it's like being a sous chef at in a five-star restaurant, in a Michelin restaurant, and you come in and you think you're going to do main dinner service, and they say, no, you're going to sweep the floor. Well, what good is that to me? I mean, not a whole lot.
Yeah. But here's the thing with Penix is that, you know, he's the backup quarterback. He's only going to get so many reps of truly live action where, like, he's going to have to feel the force of getting hit and taken down and, you know, awkward, muddy pocket that he's got to throw out of, which obviously that happens to an extent in practice, but you don't really, I think it's a little bit different when you're operating in a muddy pocket and know that you could get your clock cleaned in there too at the end of it. So I think that there is some value into having him out there. But, you know, and John, you made a great point earlier about, you know, Channing Tindall kind of just running free again. You know, it's like how much do you want to expose a quarterback with an offensive line that is, you know, a second string offensive line in the NFL. That's the reason, frankly, why Desmond Ridder didn't play hardly at all last year, is because they didn't want to put their offensive line out that much, and they weren't willing to, you know, risk that. We don't have to get in that whole discussion, but that is a major factor as to how much these quarterbacks end up playing for their teams in preseason.
We are about three weeks away from the opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A lot of big changes for the Atlanta Falcons, a lot of excitement in town as we count down to kickoff today against Baltimore. What will we see? Not a whole lot. I think Baltimore is going to play its backup quarterback, Josh Johnson, who is, interestingly enough, in his 73rd year in the NFL.
I thought, he's got a new deal coming.
You're right. 85th team.
Yeah.
He's played for half the teams in the league. He has literally played and been on the roster of half the teams in the NFL. Josh Johnson has been around a long time. Oh, and by the way, when he was at the University of San Diego, not to be confused with San Diego State, two different schools, his head coach in college was?
Jim Harbaugh,
right?
Hmm.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah. Toreadors, right? Isn't that what they are?
Toreros.
Toreros, yeah.
Toreros, which is a...
I don't even know what a torero is.
It's a
toreador.
Torero is, you know, the bull, you know, the...
Tatanka. Tatanka. Buffalo. Tatanka.
Yeah.
All right, John, you going to take us out of here?
I am.
Okay.
It is the Wait For Tailgate Show, counting down 3.5 hours now from kickoff in Baltimore, second preseason game of the year. Of course, the full team, Wes Durham, Dave Archer on the call from Baltimore today as the Falcons take on the Ravens on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.